Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn the K-Motion's Ableton Live 12 Reverb Swell Blueprint using Session View to Arrangement View. We'll take a short one shot, a vocal or synth sab, reverse it, record the wet reverb tail, flip that recording back into a forward swell, and place it so it crescendos into a drum and bass hit at about 174 BPM. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices and a straightforward session right arrow arrangement workflow. What you'll build a reusable, reverse reverb swell audio file that leads into an existing one-shot hit, perfect for transitions in a 174 BPM DNB track. You'll finish with a consolidated WAV or a clip saved in your live browser for reuse. Step by step, project setup. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM or your chosen DNB tempo. Create an audio track named Source One Shot and either prepare or resample audio track or plan to use arrangement recording. Load and prep the sample in Session View. Drag a 0.5-1.5 second one shot into a session clip slot on Source One Shot. Double click it, trim the start and end so only the hit remains, and turn loop off if you want a single hit. In Clip View, enable the Rev button so the clip plays reversed. This is the audio you'll send through Reverb. Add reverb and basic shaping on the Source One Shot track. Add Live's reverb device. Start with decay around 3-5 seconds, size 40-60, diffusion 40-60%, pre-delay 0-30 ms. Crucial, set dry slash wet near 100% while you capture, so you record only the wet tail. After reverb, add EQ8 and high pass around 180-250 Hz to remove rumble, optionally boost to 5K Hz for brighter swell. Finish with a utility to trim level and keep stereo width at 100% or wider if wanted. Quick test launch the reversed clip in Session View. You should hear a long wet reverb tail. Tweak decay to fit the musical length you want, longer for a big 2-bar swell, shorter for tight transitions. Record the reversed reverb tail into Arrangement View. Method 1, Session Rate Arrow Arrangement Recommended. Place the arrangement locator where you want the audio recorded. Enable the Global Arrangement Record button. Then launch the reversed clip in session. Live will print the wet tail into arrangement on that track. Stop recording when the tail has played out. Method 2, Resampling Alternate. Create a track named Resample. Set audio from to resampling, arm it and set monitor to off. Launch the reversed clip and record into the resample track to capture exactly what you hear. Convert the recorded audio into a forward swell. Switch to arrangement view and find the recorded region. Select it and click the clip view rev button to flip it forward. Now the swell builds into the original transient. Trim and align so the end of the swell meets or slightly underlaps the dry hit. Use the clip fade handles to avoid clicks and shape the swell's start and end. Clean and place in context if needed, add another EQ8 to cut low frequencies under about 120-180 Hz. Sidechain the swell with a compressor triggered by your kick or snare, if you want it to duck in the mix. Use utility to widen or mono check as required. When happy, consolidate the region and save it as a sample or drag it into your user library folder. Common mistakes to avoid: recording with dry slash wet too low. You'll capture the dry hit and ruin the swell. Capture wet equals 100% or use resampling. Forgetting to reverse the recorded tail, the tail will go away from the drop instead of swelling into it. Poor trimming or misalignment. If the swell doesn't end right before the transient, it won't hit. Clipping long decays. Watch master meters and lower utility gain or decay if peaks hit red, leaving low end in the tail. Reverb rumble muddies DNB mixes. High pass before or after the reverb. Pro tips: use a return reverb set to wet equals 100% for consistent tails across sources and easier resampling. Layer different swells, a darker low mid version and a bright top end version, offset slightly for thickness. Automate reverb parameters in session while recording. Those movements will be printed into arrangement. Gentle compression after recording. Glue compressor, slow attack, medium release tames peaks without killing the build. For exact bar lengths, 1/4/4 bar at 174 BPM is about 1.38 seconds. Multiply to estimate decay time for 2 bar or n bar tails. Mini practice exercise. Tempo 174 BPM. Load a 1 second vocal stab. Enable rev. Add reverb decay 4 seconds and dry slash wet 100%. EQ speed at 200 Hz. Record the wet output into arrangement global record plus launch. In arrangement, reverse the region. Trim so the swell finishes on the downbeat of bar 2, apply a small fade, and drop it under a snare or bass hit. Export the 2-bar result as a WAV. Recap: this blueprint reverses a one-shot in session view, records the wet reverb tail with live stock devices, flips the recording forward in arrangement, and aligns and cleans it so it crescendos into your hit. Remember, record wet, high pass low end, watch gain staging, and save consolidated swells for reuse. Practice a few variations and build a quick library of transition tools for your drum and bass tracks. That's it. Follow the steps. Do a few passes and you'll have a powerful, reusable reverb swell workflow for Lev 12.